So I was in my bedroom and I heard these noises coming from outside, and I grabbed my phone to go see who it was. I originally thought it was my granda or my uncle came to get something, because they're normally checking the sheep or something in the fields. But I seen this gang of boys climbing over the fence and the hill and coming down our bank of stones. With first one had a gun in his hand and pointing it straight at me. And they seen me straight away and was like, wait, 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 open the door, open the door. Obviously, the door was locked and I kept backing into the kitchen. And I knew they were going to come straight in. They tried kicking the door down and I was screaming, but that didn't work. So there was a stone on the curry box and they lifted it and smashed the window through. At this time, when I seen them coming, I was trying to ring my Uncle Rodney to try and get help, because he was in the field spreading slurry. But by this thing, I had my phone in my hand and snatched it off me, and kept putting the gun to my in front of me and kept saying, where's your keys, where's the car keys, give us the keys or I'll shoot you, give us the keys, give us the keys. And I kept backing in and one of the guys actually fell on the glass and got up, and then he's like, where's the keys? And I knew my original set of keys were down in my bedroom with my memory pen on it and my house keys. So I wasn't going to give them that set because they would have access to my house and all my files and everything for my A-level studies. So and my laptop and iPad was down in my bedroom as well, so they could have stole it as well. So I knew the spare set of key was out in the tilty room, which is just beside the back door. So I pointed them in there and they were like, show us, show us. So they made me walk across the glass, my bare feet, to show them where the key was. And I pointed to it and they were like, I give it to them, because of the gun at my face. And then there's another long set of old keys and they thought there was a safe key and they're like, where's the safe, where's the safe? And the more I replay that in my voice, the more of a Dublin Irish accent it sounds, like, where's the keys, where's the keys? And I said we didn't have a safe, and he dropped them and he pointed the gun, was like, stay you in here until we go. And all of them went out through the window, and it took them a while to open my car, but I could see them out the window, but I just kept ducking because I was afraid of them firing a shot. And then they took off so fast, and that was basically what happened. It's horrible to think that these young fellas, and I mean they were not much older or younger than myself, so between 17 and 19 I'd say, that could come in to steal a car and to put a gun at a young girl's face. Like, it's horrible to think how low they stooped to do that. But I believe that it was their getaway car, as they had stolen a car from Dublin that morning and carried out a robbery just a few roads away and crashed into another girl's car at the end of my road and came over the field to get a car to get away, which unfortunately that had to be my car, which I had saved for, and they stole the gun from the other house, which is just unfortunate.
How did you feel when all this was taking place?
When I seen the gun, first of all, I thought they were going to shoot me. I thought I was going to die there. Obviously, nobody was there. None of my family members were there, so I couldn't call for help. And I live in a rural area, like, there's not many houses around me. It was just awful, and it was just like a nightmare. I felt like it was a nightmare, but I wouldn't wake up from it.
You must have been terrified.
I was crying and screaming because I thought they were going to shoot. And to give over my keys, like, my car is my pride and joy, that just tore my heart to pieces. And it's the fact that they intruded into my house. It's so heartbreaking.
And how do you feel this afternoon?
It still hasn't shook in. My hand keeps shaking like a leaf. I'm just very nervous and shaken up about it all, but hopefully they catch them and it'll just take time to come to terms with what has happened, and hopefully I'll be able to get over this and not be frightened on my own.
We're told that there have been 2 arrests in the Republic today.
Well, that makes me so happy to hear that, to actually think that from the information that I've passed on that they've been caught, but hopefully they need to get what they deserve because they can't go around putting a gun to any person's head, never mind a young female.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.